in search of deals in the malls and stores on Black Friday.
I like shopping in person, you know, getting to see how things look in real life.
With that day behind us, we now move on to Small Business Saturday, which caught on slowly but is now a big day for small businesses across the country. Here's retail industry analyst Bert Flickinger.
People, while they might pass on supporting the big chains, they want to support the local merchants and entrepreneurs and shop local versus shopping national and international retailers is a big trend.
Small stores expect to generate about $10 billion in revenue nationwide today. Canada's leader had dinner with President-elect Donald Trump last night. CBS's Erica Brown says it's likely that Trump's announced intention to impose a 25% tariff on imported Canadian goods was part of their table talk.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau flew in for dinner with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Earlier, speaking to reporters, he said, quote, "Our responsibility is to point out that he would not just be harming Canadians, he would actually be raising prices for American citizens."
The first major snowstorm of the year has been burying parts of western Michigan. Terry Kaiser is a towing manager in Kalamazoo.
People sliding off the highway, people sliding into the ditches. Side roads, we're getting a few people sliding through stop signs.
The forecast calls for between 20 and 30 inches of snow in the Buffalo, New York area over a 12 to 16-hour period starting this afternoon. WIVB-TV's Trina Catterson is on the road.
Visibility is a significant issue. We're not able to go any faster than 35 without sliding.
And an Arctic air mass is bringing the coldest air since last winter to the plains in Midwest and into the south and the east coast. Parts of North Dakota could experience wind chills of 30 to 40 below zero. Today marks the last day of the Atlantic hurricane season, and for millions of people, that's a big relief.
2024 brought 18 named storms, 11 hurricanes, five of which hit the U.S. Colorado State University forecasters say those 11 storms ranked as the fifth most since 1966. The five that landed in the U.S. were one short of the record. August is usually the peak month for storms, yet 11 named storms formed in the Atlantic after September 24th. That tied a record set 19 years ago. Seven hurricanes formed after September 25th, and that is a record. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Anti-government rebels have taken control of much of Syria's second-largest city of Aleppo in a lightning-fast offensive that appeared to catch Syria's army off guard. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Bucks host the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Washington Wizards tonight in Milwaukee. The Wizards trying to snap a 13-game losing streak. The Bucks held practice after a three-day break over Thanksgiving. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, they probably ate too much. And, you know, you always, as a coach, we look at days off differently. Like, when I saw the schedule, I said, oh, yeah, we get our 3 days off with the Thanksgiving in the middle. You know, I looked at it. I don't know if I looked at it as a positive or not. Giannis had 6 days off. That's a huge stretch for him in the middle of the season or beginning of the season, so that should help his body as well.
College football, the Badgers losing their final game of the season 24-7 at home at Camp Randall Stadium to Minnesota, who reclaimed the Paul Bunyan axe. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on just how flat his team looked.
If you can't be fired up for a rivalry game, if you can't be fired up for a game that's been played since 1890, then I mean, this probably isn't the right place for you.
That's Wisconsin's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a little bit windy, sunshine with a high near 26. Wind chills down around 0 or maybe 5 below. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 13. Winds still gusting up to 25 out of the west. For Sunday, sunny with a high near 30.
Right now, it's 15.
You spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. If you're headed out today, bundle up. Still 15 degrees at Radio Park, and of course the kids want to wear their gym shorts, but tell them, it's too cold for today. We want to make sure you dress up warm. Tommy James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue Persuasion on WRJN.
Look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Timeless hits on WRJN. And don't forget, later on this morning at 11 a.m., we have Badger basketball coming up. Chicago State at Wisconsin should be a fun game. And in about 13 more minutes now, we're going to have the second edition of the WRJN Capsule Countdown from 1967. And the particular countdown comes from December 15th of that year. That'd be fun to listen to. You know, local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and entertain you. So if you miss any newscasts on the air, well, all you gotta do is search for WRJN News online. And you'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. It's what we've done for 97 years. Now, not only on the radio, but on demand. Again, search for WRJN News.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Target Black Friday deals are here, and with up to 50% off gifts, you can make so many wishes come true. There's up to 50% off tech, video games, toys, and board games for gifts filled with wonder. Plus, up to 50% off small appliances, floor care, holiday trees, and so much more. You'll even save on all the essentials to get your house ready for the magic of the season. And there's free shipping when you spend $35. Save more on gifts with Black Friday deals. Happier holidays from Target. Restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
timeless hits on WRJN. Be sure and tell a friend. We're in the midst of the holiday season here. Timeless hits on WRJN. And 11 Spoonful. Do you believe it? Yes, I believe in magic. Also believe in cold. Still 15 degrees here at Radio Park. And this has been the coldest it's been for a long time. So it's kind of why we're just saying make sure you bundle up if you go outside. You know, all week long, you're listening to these great timeless hits, right? And you know, you just tap in your toe and you reach over and turn the volume up in the car when you're listening. But remember, there's even more timeless hits Sunday mornings. WRJN presents Lou Regani with the music of the stars. Long before Elvis and Buddy Holly and the Beatles, There was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller, Julie Andrews, and of course, Sinatra. It's Sundays, 7 a.m. till noon. Lou kind of curates an amazing blend of songs, and he weaves a little bit of fun and quirky stuff in there in between some of the themes and music of the stars. It's Sunday mornings, and it's a must hear on Civic Media on any one of our radio stations, and of course, WRJN. And, well, it's 927. It's close for, we're going to do the second WRJN capsule countdown. And I want to tell you that the actual countdown itself contains a great Christmas song that was back in 1967. Some of the other things that was happening, though, about that time, Canada, they began a year-long celebration of their 100th anniversary of Confederation, featuring Expo 67 World's Fair. In the Vietnam War that was going on, yeah, that thing, the Marine Corps and the Army of the Republic of Vietnam troops launched Operation Deckhouse 5 in the Mekong Delta. I mean, 67, right in the middle of it. On January 26th, that was the beginning of the year of 1967, who could forget the start of the Great Chicago Blizzard? And it lasted for 2 days and dumped 23 inches of snow on the Windy City. Winds gusted to over 50 miles an hour, creating drifts that are as high as like 15 feet. Schools, of course, they were closed for 3 days, and businesses suffered more than $150 million in losses. That was back then in $67. A lot of aching backs from shoveling snow, too. That's what was happening in 1967. And as far as what was on the radio and what we were listening to, it sounded a little bit like this.
Stand by for launch. In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
Number 10.
You just gotta be one of the most beautiful people in the whole wide world.
9.
For the number 5 song on this date.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below, when Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Spied the Red Baron, fiercely they fought. With ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was gone. He reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below? Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill. Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out, Merry Christmas, my friend! The Baron then offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host, and then with a roar, they were both on their way. Each knowing they'd meet on some other day. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world and goodwill to man. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all the world.
In quick review for you, the WRJN Capsule Countdown.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a little bit windy, sunshine with a high near 26. Wind chills down around 0 or maybe 5 below. For tonight, mostly clear with a low around 13. Wind still gusting up to 25 out of the west. For Sunday, sunny with a high near 30. Currently 17 degrees.
I'm telling you.
just like I need you. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all.
Every night
take her love from me, or I will surely die.
Seven years now and going strong. WRJN provided local news. And of course, now we've got the timeless hits along with the local news that you're loving so much. Thanks for coming along. Rick Johnson here. Glad to be with you. And I want to say, you know what? You might have been a victim of violence, perhaps, or you know somebody that was. Well, what they want to do is the City of Racine, Department of Community Safety, they're going to invite you to join the community in honoring victims and survivors of violence. They're going to hold a candlelight vigil, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow, Sunday, December 8th at 4 p.m. downtown of City Hall. Now, this vigil is a part of the department's mission to reduce violence through community-centered early intervention strategies with a focus on decreasing violence here in Racine. The event offers a moment for Racine residents to unite in solidarity, reflect, and find healing. Once again, it's Sunday, December 8th, 4 p.m., and the location will be downtown of City Hall, 730 Washington Avenue. And attendees there will receive candles to light during moments of the silence, symbolizing hope and resilience.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Yeah.
stuck on my windscreen.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
News at the top of the hour coming up on WRJN.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. Have a broken heart, living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
Or one can be alone in a car like an island, he's all alone.
Two can make it just for any place, seem just like a being home. It takes two. Just take two.